Stefanik on Fox and Friends. 17 deaths are confirmed from a new flu-like virus in China, with more than 540 cases confirmed. The one confirmed case in the United States is in Washington State. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The Arctic chill is beginning to fade, and temperatures will actually warm up a little bit this afternoon. 53 starts to sound pretty good with a good bit of sunshine around. Not as cold tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 34. Tomorrow's high in the middle 50s. Risk of showers, especially, I think, after lunchtime. With showers becoming likely Thursday night and into Friday morning, maybe even the rumble of thunder. But that storm system moves out of the way. The weekend looks dry. Sunshine returns Saturday. We'll be in the 50s over the upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police are investigating three homicides between Friday and Saturday night. They say the shootings are not related. Right now, no arrests have been made. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. Two Montgomery bars had their business licenses revoked after police say there have been numerous incidents involving violence in the past year. Sky Bar and After Five Lounge on Debbie Drive must stop doing business immediately. The businesses now have the option to appeal the city council's decision. In a committee studying the implementation of an occupational tax in Montgomery, heard from the Parks and Recreation Department Tuesday about its needs. The committee met with the police and fire chiefs earlier this month, and we'll hear from the maintenance department next week. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
This is Jesse's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
As a nurse, not making it to work was not an option. But driving through the snow with my wiper blades struggling, I just didn't feel safe. So I pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts, and before I knew it, an employee was offering to install the wiper blades on my car. I got to stay out of the snow for a moment, and I still made it to work on time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In general, I'm a win-win guy. When I have to spend hours searching for the right part, it's lose-lose. It's time lost for me and lost time for my crew. That's why I order from Grainger. With product experts that have the answers to my toughest questions, an easy-to-use website to help me find the right product quickly, I can rely on Grainger to make getting supplies for my business as simple and seamless as possible. When it comes to getting things done, it's a win-win when Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A retired Air Force pilot in Pike Road was experiencing some turbulence with his money. So he called Alabama Home Mortgage to see what we could do to help.
We lowered his monthly payment by $587, reduced his term by 5 whole years, and allowed him to skip 2 mortgage payments. With Alabama Home Mortgage as his co-pilot, he was able to soar to new financial heights.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly burden much sooner than you thought ever possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you can save.
Let us show you the Alabama Home Mortgage difference.
Call 567-4223 or visit us at alahomemortgage.com to apply today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I guess all of us have had the experience of getting into a discussion and coming up with the right answer 2 hours later when we're all alone. I'll be right back. high award for someone who thought of the right answer while the discussion was still going on is a young man named Brad Lanaweaver, a member of Young Americans for Freedom at Pennsylvania State University. He has written of an encounter on the campus with a pretty young lady who believes socialism is the answer to our problems. His own philosophy was self-evident because he was wearing a button that proclaimed, "Cut down big government." With the cool breeze stirring her hair, she asked what Brad described as her ace-up-the-sleeve question. "Even you right-wingers don't want to starve. Wouldn't you like a guarantee that you won't ever go hungry?" Brad knew that if he admitted to this, she'd follow with, "So why not such a guarantee for shelter, medicine, and all the rest?" He paused, and then gave her the victory she was seeking, or so she thought. He said, "Sure, I'd like to lay my hands on everything I can get." "Oh," she said, "but the state is the closest you can come to such a guarantee." Brad described her as braced for a counterattack involving the magic of the market mechanism, but he threw another curve. "Sure," he said, "I grant that. There's something more. I'd like a guarantee of shelter and medical treatment and even some recreation." She must have thought she had a convert. A little shocked, she spoke, "But that's what we support. Why are you wearing that button?" She meant, of course, that cut-down big government button. Brad wasn't finished. He said to her, "I would also like a yacht." Somewhat defeated, she answered, "Well, if you're not going to be serious about it." "But I am," Brad said as earnestly as he could. "I would really and truly like a yacht. Also a seaside villa." "Look," she said sternly, "you know what I'm talking about. Sharing. I'm not interested in your greedy daydreams. I'm asking what everyone should have." "All right," Brad answered, "I understand. Let everyone have a yacht." "But how?" she asked lucidly with the first sign of a rational thought. "Don't bother me with that," he said. "There'll be a way, I'm sure. Just so everyone has a yacht. However, there is one more thing I would like." "What?" she asked. "Two yachts." Brad wrote that she looked rather unpleasant at that point, and he feared for his safety. Then she declared, "It's people like you who keep socialism from working." And Brad agreed. Yes, quite right. Perhaps if people like me were put away somewhere, socialism would have a chance. By now, she was really glaring as she tried to think of an answer. Brad continued, "But there's still one problem. How many are there, like me?" "Well, not as many as you think," she said, and walked away. And then Brad came up with a really appropriate last line. He wrote, "There she's wrong, and that's why she's a socialist." How right he is. Socialists ignore the side of man that is of the spirit. They can provide shelter, fill your belly with bacon and beans, treat you when you're ill, all the things that are guaranteed to a prisoner or a slave. They don't understand that we also dream. Yes, even of sometime owning a yacht. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
46 degrees outside. Sean Morgan is up 37 points. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
How you doing today, big guy?
I've been feeling really good today. I'm sore, but I'm used to it now.
All right. Working out?
Yeah.
You're looking for the man?
Yeah, he trained a program yesterday. It whooped me.
Whooped you bad, huh?
Yeah, it was bad.
So are you, with the haircut, are you feeling the cold differently?
Yes.
So do we need to get you one of those little toboggan caps?
Yeah, as our friends in the Great White North say, a toque.
A toque, there yeah. You go. It, let's see, 272-9228, that's where we are. Any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket drawing. What's in that gift basket? Oh, you ask. $60 worth of goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Then if you're a first-time caller, then your name will go in twice, therefore enhancing your opportunity to win. I know. Okay, so I'm at Costco yesterday getting some provisions. So I'm sitting there bumping to my doctor, and I said, "Stuart, I'm doing my part to try to keep the coronavirus in check."
Yeah.
He said, "Oh, yeah, really?" I said, "See that case of corona? I am going to sacrifice myself to prove that drinking corona is the antidote for coronavirus."
Please ignore the bacon, Doc. Like, I know you talked to me about it.
So, He said, "Dan, it's really good that you are sacrificing yourself like that." Says, "You know, I would do anything for mankind." So here's my thesis.
Mm-hmm.
So I drank the case of Corona. If I do not get the coronavirus, then I can say it's an antidote to the coronavirus. So everybody will have to go out and drink Corona so they won't get the coronavirus.
I like that idea.
I did buy a stock of Corona before I made that great discovery and announced it to the audience there.
As well as like mix in Pedialyte for the morning after.
Yes. Well, I do the
cure.
The vitamin C overdose for that. That always takes care of it. Of course, when you fall asleep on the couch and it's 25 degrees in the house, maybe we'll get the... They're going nuts over this stuff.
No, I got to talk to my apartment complex. They changed the street lights, so I'm going to get curtains now.
Oh, no. So you feel like you're in Starlight 13?
Yeah, I was like, come on, guys. So I got to go invest in something to cover that window.
Well, do you want to go cheap route or you want to go good-looking route?
Cheap. It's an apartment.
Okay. Black paper.
Okay, yeah.
And tape.
Yeah. There we go.
It will black that baby out. Matter of fact, you'll sleep like for a day and a half before you come to.
Sounds good to me. No, especially after a case of Corona.
Where's Joey? He's in the cave out there. As a young man, my stepfather traveled a lot, and that's what we did. We had to black out the window because he'd be traveling for 6-7 days, come back, and he would just sleep. And he didn't want the sun to wake him up, so got that crepe paper, black, put it in there. Very nice looking. Ugly as hell. Looked like there was some weird stuff going on in that bedroom.
Would you like to hear my latest conspiracy?
I love it. 272-9228. So you watched
a whole lot.
The whole thing until like one?
And not the whole thing. I'd jump over.
Was your choice between slamming your hand in the door or watching that? And did you choose the more painful of the two?
Yeah, I chose the more painful. I'm a glutton for punishment or something like
that. That was crazy.
Yeah, the 11 amendments Schumer put forward, and each one they had to debate it for an hour or something.
Did you get my last email I sent you, the Dershowitz one?
Let's double check. Yes.
Good. It,
yeah, it was. I flipped over to Laura Ingraham. I was getting tired of Hannity's coverage.
But even Laura Ingraham, they would do this cutaway to just nothing.
Right. Right.
And you go, well, why don't you do that? That hurt. Warn me before you do that again. This is crazy. I would love to know from the audience, y'all think that they. Either side scored points yesterday, or was it just boredom run amok out there? I mean, it's like, you know, I could see as a punishment in prison, if you strap somebody to a chair, do like in Clockwork Orange and open their eyes where they can't close them, and you put eye drops in there and make them watch this from 1 to 1 in the morning.
Oh, Lord.
That would be kind of capital punishment, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's just, I actually think that because every amendment was voted down 53-47, none of the Republicans broke ranks. You know, it might play for the Democratic base, but I think there are a lot of Republican senators who didn't really appreciate what the Democrats did yesterday. That might come back to bite the Democrats later.
I think so, too. And Morning Joe had just the opposite of that. They had it where, oh, no, the Democrats just tore them up. They got their case out. They were spending all that time making their case. The Republicans weren't. And it was a brilliant move per Joe Scarborough.
Mm-hmm.
Chair Bear kind of got in trouble yesterday.
Yeah, he did.
And, you know, that was his only appearance that he did. One time he says, he has a Chief Justice Supreme Court, smack him around.
Give him a lesson about pettifogging.
And I didn't get a chance to get to Mike Lee, but Mike Lee said, you know, he shouldn't have done both of them. He should have just done Chair Bear.
Yeah, because Chair Bear. Cipollone or Cipollone.
I mean, he paid tribute to the Senate.
Yeah.
Saying you're being disrespectful to do it. It's actually what the Chief Justice said. But he had to include everybody. Everybody gets a big time out here. But Jer Bear was, man, he was nasty.
Well, he's a sleazeball. Sleazebag.
I tell you what, that guy, give me more Jair Bear.
Yeah.
You want this thing to end quickly? Jair Bear. Put Jair Bear on center stage and say, go at it. And threaten them. Say, look, if you don't vote for impeachment, I'm going to go out here wearing a Speedo. I'll get him. Because you're all on trial here. And I'll punish you.
Yeah, I'll wear my Speedo as Ted Cruz called it, engage my table banging.
That was a poor use of a word.
Yeah, come on, phrase.
Phraseology a little off on that one. Let's listen to Chip Reed give us an account of what happened late last night in impeachment proceedings.
House Democrats will begin their impeachment argument in just a few hours after a long opening session of the Senate trial. Senators took more than 12 hours to debate the rules for the trial, with each party accusing the other of acting in bad faith. Well, they finally approved the Republican blueprint just before 2 o'clock this morning.
Democrats proposed 11 amendments to the schedule laid out by Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. Republicans defeated all of them. A short time ago, the president, attending the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, slammed the impeachment process.
It's a total hoax. It's a disgrace. They talked about their tremendous case, and it's all done, their tremendous case. They had no case. It's all a hoax.
Chip Reed covered the 1999 Clinton impeachment trial, and he just spent the day and night on Capitol Hill. Chip, what do we expect today?
We're expecting another marathon day. Opening arguments begin early this afternoon, and we're expecting a very fierce debate over why the president should and shouldn't be removed from office. Republicans want this all over by the State of the Union address in 2 weeks. Democrats say not so fast.
They will not permit the American people to hear from the witnesses. And they lie. And lie and lie and lie.
Closing in on 1 a.m., House impeachment manager Jerry Nadler blasted the president's lawyers.
Executive privilege is a shield, not a sword. It cannot be used to block a witness who is willing to testify. It's embarrassing the president's counsels would talk about this today.
The defense shot back.
The only one who should be embarrassed, Mr. Nadler, is you, for the way you've addressed this body. This is the United States Senate. You're not in charge here.
That exchange drew a rare rebuke from Chief Justice John Roberts.
I think it is appropriate at this point for me to admonish both the House managers and the President's counsel in equal terms. I do think those addressing the Senate should remember where they are.
Take that, Chair Bear. Let me go to a break. Got more from Chip Reed right after this.
Talk 93.1 FM.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Come on, boy, finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is where we are. Well, Duke finally won a basketball game after losing back-to-back. And then Auburn is up to bat tonight, so hopefully they'll break their two-game losing streak there. Get back in the top ten. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Ed. Ed, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show. How say you today?
Hey, Dan and Joey, how are you doing today?
Well, we're good, well. And you?
Oh, I'm doing great, I'm in and out of the truck, so I couldn't listen to everything and all morning, but I did hear a couple of people call in earlier, not on your show, but the other show, and they were stating that why should we care what happens in the cap, you know, the nation, you know, the Virginia and all that, and I'd like to kind of state a point that if the longer you let something wrong or corrupt go on, the sooner it becomes the norm. And if we don't stand up to it nationally, then it's going to trickle down into the state. If we can squash it and get it out, then the same thing will do. It'll trickle down to the states, and everything will be run much better. That's my opinion.
What and what subject are you talking about? Are you talking about the gun law in Virginia?
Well, the gun laws, and people are saying, well, they're tired of the this impeachment. You know, they don't want to keep up with it. They don't want to, they don't want to discuss it. The longer that you let some of these people like Nadler and all them try to take hold, then sooner or later it just becomes the normal. And you've got to fight it while it's in front of you, is my opinion.
I agree with you on that, which means, and what happens is the pendulum swings, and once it kind of goes too far out, it'll swing back, and it takes something to get the momentum to go back with it. And I think a gigantic political spanking for these folks that came up with this notion of impeachment, impeachment then, impeachment now, impeachment forever, is they need to be punished politically.
They do. We need to take them out before it takes a stronghold on on the rest of the country. It's, you know, if we don't, then we're lost. We have lost. So that's my opinion. And same thing on the gun rights in Virginia. We need to, as a nation, we need to stand up for the Second Amendment and do a, you know, kill the people who are trying to squash the Second Amendment. Get it out of there. So that's my opinion.
When you say kill it, you do not mean kill people. You mean kill legislation.
No.
Okay,
I'm saying kill the thoughts. Get the people who want to do this out of office.
Okay.
Vote them out. Get them out. Yeah,
I think they've gone a bridge too far here. I was reading some stuff that my friend in Richmond, who's a big gun owner, big hunter, big target guy, and they've gone too far here, and people are really waking up.
How do we let this go on? I don't understand how they can step on the Second Amendment when that's supposed to be the law of the land. I don't understand how they can legally do it.
Well, it hadn't been tested in court, but what happens here, and I've explained this before, is you get a group of people like you did in 2008 when Obama won, and he won big in the Senate. They think they're all-powerful, all-knowing, omnipotent, and they are the ones who are chosen to lead this great nation. And what they do is they start doing crazy things. And then they do Obamacare and other things. They've got a pen and a phone, and they reach too far, and then it starts swinging back the other way. And in that particular case, it swung back pretty far and pretty fast. The midterm 2010 election was a wipeout for Obama in the House.
Yes, yes. Well, we need the same thing in 2020 to happen with these other.
Well,
things,
and I think, Ed, believe it or not, the causal of this whole thing is going to be these Democrats are sitting there talking to themselves about how corrupt Donald Trump is. They completely believe it. They completely believe they're doing something good for the country. And they think that if they label people the way they're doing, that that's a good thing. And I think the voters are going to have their own opinion about it. And I don't think it will be along the lines of what Adam Schiff thinks.
Yeah, let's pray that this all happens like we hope it does. So that's all I can say. Because if it don't, then we're in a bad situation.
Yeah, we're in a piece of you know what. Ed, thanks for the telephone call, buddy.
Thank you.
Rodney, hang on for me. Dan Marchione will be back right after this.
Listening to the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
But taking the easy way out. Got a good reason. But taking the easy way out now.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living, and we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think Local. Think Guardian.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912756. Hey, this is David Little from Tucker Pecan Company. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 10 years now, and the results have been amazing. Every day, we have new customers that come in that have heard us on all the different radio stations that we advertise on. If you want to help your business grow, the best way to do it is through radio advertising through Blue Water Broadcasting. They do a great job in promoting our business and helping us grow our business, and hopefully they can help you grow your business too.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump's impeachment trial in the Senate resumes at 1 Eastern with rules for procedures now passed after more than 12 hours of debate. They do not, at least yet, allow for new witnesses or documents. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says about that,
if there's one thing we learned from the series of votes on the Senate floor, it's that Leader McConnell and Senate Republicans don't want a fair trial that considers all the evidence.
New York Congresswoman Elise Stefanik is on the president's defense team and says about her constituents,
they're tuning these impeachment hearings out because they know they're going to have a vote this fall, and they know the Senate is not going to convict the president because the case is just not there. This is the flimsiest, weakest case of impeachment in our nation's history.
Congresswoman Stefanik on Fox and Friends. 17 deaths are confirmed from a new flu-like virus in China, with more than 540 cases confirmed. The one confirmed case in the United States is in Washington State. America's listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Hi, everybody. The Arctic chill is beginning to fade, and temperatures will actually warm up a little bit this afternoon. 53 starts to sound pretty good with a good bit of sunshine around. Not as cold tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 34. Tomorrow's high in the middle 50s. Risk of showers, especially, I think, after lunchtime, with showers becoming likely Thursday night and into Friday morning, maybe even the rumble of thunder. But that storm system moves out of the way. The weekend looks dry. Sunshine returns Saturday. We'll be in the 50s over the upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Appreciate the telephone calls, as always. Opening arguments are being done on the Senate floor. Adam Schiff up to bat. He's going to have 3 days of this, so if you have no regard for your brain, watch it. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan and Joey, how are y'all today?
Excellent. And you, my friend?
I'm doing fine. Thank the Lord. Guys, you know, our president is doing such a great job of leading our country, going through the proper channels and getting these deals done and getting them ratified and signed into law with our new trade deals and all this stuff. And he's done a great job with our Supreme Court, which is another thing that some of the other callers, I guess, was talking about today. Guys, just remember, the Democrats like to lead our country by laws through the courts. They don't want to go through the process of our country and do things, and they don't like it. That's a big deal with them. But he's doing such a great job, and our economy is doing great, and you know, he's doing it the right way, the American way that our system works, unlike the Democrats who want to legislate through the Supreme Court and have justice rewrite Obamacare and do things like that. That's just totally ridiculous. And just remember, guys, the same thing they're doing to Donald Trump, they did to us already with Obamacare and all the other things that they've done to us over the years as American citizens. And sometimes I know the wording isn't correct, but I feel like I've been impeached with the last Obama administration and things that they've done. And I know it's not politically correct. It's not an impeachment, but that's what it feels like when you're shelling out all your money to these insurance companies and you got all this wealth distribution, you got all these laws with trying to let the guys go in the girls' bathrooms, and they're taxing against our country and our monuments and everything else. So let's not forget that. Our president has done a great job. I believe he is going to be reelected. That's my own thoughts on these things. I think you're correct, Dan. I think the people are watching this very closely, and people are starting to wake up. A lot of them have already woke up, but I think there's more and more every day. These guys is just a piece of work, and I think it's been a great 4 years going here with our president, putting them up on the stage and letting the American people see who they actually are. And
Do you think America's watching these guys?
Well, I think America's watching probably not all of it, but I think they've seen so much of it that I think that everybody's seen a little bit of it. And the people who do really pay attention to it seen a lot of it. And they go home and they cash their checks and they got jobs out there. If they're not satisfied with the money, I know several people that's working on jobs and have moved to different jobs because of more money. And I just can't see a lot of people hating what's going on.
Yeah, it's some of the wage index numbers that came out are incredible. You have the lower group of people had a much higher percentage growth in wages than any other group, and they're doing great, particularly when you look at the five-year average before last year. It was terrible. It was like a negative 0.2, and now it's a plus. It's the highest it's ever been. It's like a plus 30. That's a big number.
Yes, it is. And, you know, Democrats started talking about more impeachment. We've been through the Mueller deal and all that. And so I think the American people see that what the Democrats are doing, and they got their own political reasons for doing this to keep the political cronyism in Washington going that Donald Trump refuses to sign on to. And I'm going to sum it up by just saying, Dan, that I think a lot of folks that are behind Donald Trump with this look at this and they see it for what it is. It's not only an attack against Donald Trump. They was attacking us before he was in office with all the stuff they did with Obamacare and everything else. And so, you know, it's just been a long time coming, and this is what it looks like when you drain the swamp. And that's what's going on, guys. Let's keep a positive attitude out there. Donald Trump's done a great job, and I really do believe this is my own personal opinion, but Donald Trump will be elected for a second term as president. And when he does, we hopefully can get a lot more of this cleaned up and a lot more of the swamp drained.
If he's elected president and the Democrats pay a price for doing this, then I think it'll be a great 4 years. Though, even if they pay a price for it, I think there will be a group of Democrats that are still going to want to get the proverbial Donald Trump scalp.
Yeah, that's not going to stop.
And a handsome scalp it is.
Yeah, and you know what? It's really our scalp is what they're after. And they scalped us for 4 years, and another 4 years with Obama, and the scalping is over. So there's going to be some scalping done. I think it's going to be in the reverse direction. These guys are getting what they deserve. I'm looking forward to Donald Trump being reelected, and I'm looking forward to everything with this criminal investigation going on after he's reelected coming heading forward. And I think that's going to be the anchor that sinks this ship.
Rodney, you have a great day, my friend. Thanks for the cell phone call.
Y'all have a great day too, Dan.
Thanks. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. How are you on a Wednesday?
Getting a little warmer finally. Thank you. Because it was cold last night, wasn't it?
It was cold last night.
Well, and I think Lindsey Graham's statement this morning I saw on Fox sums it up a whole real good. Lindsey's got a good attitude about this whole thing, and I hope his attitude reflects the rest of them. Romney's kind of shaky, and, you know, Susan Collins, oh, my God. Lord
well, I was pretty proud of them yesterday for not busting up with the other Republicans.
I know, but still, you know, they're the weak-kneed bunch, and there's a hell of a lot of them in there, unfortunately. Still, the swamp has got a lot of snakes. And so we're just going to have to live with that. And I just heard some of Adam Schiff's opening statement. This is so much repetition. God.
Yeah, that's where I completely disagree with Morning Joe, is that if they spent all that time yesterday making their case, and from what I'm reading, it's exactly what they said yesterday. And so if it's exactly what they said yesterday, then it's old news and people are going to get bored to death.
Well, Joe and I were talking this morning. No major networks carried it. Nobody carried it. But APT, Alabama Public Television, didn't even carry it except on APT.4.
Yeah, so, but CNN, MSNBC, and Fox did.
The whole thing.
Well, when I got home, they were still playing it.
They would have it on in the black background, like split screen, occasionally.
Yeah, yeah.
But,
it's so pitiful and such weak. There's really nothing to impeach President for. Here again, after hearing anything, all it is all his advisors and people who work for him didn't like what he was doing, so they just kind of decided they want to impeach him. Well, it's not their damn decision. The president decides what has to be done, when the money goes, who it goes to. Period, exclamation point, whether they like it or not. I'm sorry. Elections have consequences. I do believe somebody we know said that, don't they?
We do.
I'm alarmed at how much is going on in the Middle East that nobody's talking about. The Christians and both Muslim sects are demonstrating together in downtown Baghdad to get rid of the government. I found that striking. The Jews are letting the Palestinians again into Israel to work. And everybody seems to be getting along. And, of course, Iran's having the semi-revolution, and Libya's falling apart, and we don't get a bit of news about it. And I feel these are all very significant events.
They are indeed, but it's impeachment all the time.
Only so much airtime, I suppose.
Only so much airtime.
Yep.
Wow. Well, that other the impeachment is some foul-smelling air. I think I'd rather hear the international. So, well, yeah, because almost 1 o'clock in the morning, I have to scan across, and God, they're still at it. What a disgusting bunch of people. I get a headache, and I don't see how in the hell all these people are going to take it. For what? Is it at least 2 weeks?
Well, it may be quicker than that. It depends on, they have 24 hours. They have three 8-hour periods. And knowing the Democrats, they're going to use every ounce of that. I don't think the defense is going to use every ounce of it.
Isn't there some kind of medication that they can put Adam Schiff on just to put him out?
An enema.
Yes, a big one, like a 5-gallon one. Okay, that's the nicest thing I can say. So I'm not going to say anything else. You know what your mama said. If you can't say nothing nice about somebody, don't say nothing at all.
Red Top, thanks for the telephone call.
Thank you.
Let's go to Bob. Bob, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday.
Good morning, Dan. Was the theater in Tallahassee that's now open to kind of different venues or plays and things, that was that open when you were growing up in Tallahassee?
Absolutely, and you used to be able to go to a movie for 10 cents, and then you could get a popcorn and a drink for 15 cents.
Well, I thought about you the other day. I read a fabulous article written by a professor at AUM. It's a short one page, but it's so nostalgic, and it's related to what you were saying. And so I'm going to get your address and send this to you. I think you'll really enjoy it.
Well, I appreciate that. You can, if you can scan it, you can send it my email, dan@danmorrisshow.com.
Okay. We'll try that too, buddy. Have a good one.
Thanks, Bob. I appreciate you.
All right.
Let's go to Fred.
What's going on, Dan?
Fred, how are you?
It's been quite a while since we spoke. I was listening earlier, and the guy was talking about, you know, the impeachment and all that. My concern is every time these Dems go to pushing, and they get knocked down, but every time they push a little further, a little further, a little further, and I'm talking about over the past 20 years, you know, 30 mm-hmm. years, eventually that pushback is not going to be strong enough if it keeps growing the way it has over the years. And what's going to happen then?
Well, you know? I'm not sure. You know, the pendulum does work. I mean, you look at what happened. It hit its apex for them in 2008. Immediately in 2010 is a complete wipeout of Democrats. And it wasn't just Democrats in Congress, but we started knocking down their numbers and took 6 years to get their advantage of 20 senators down to an advantage of 3 in just a matter of 6 years. That was pretty amazing. And then when you look at what happened to the state houses all across the nation, it was like hate on a Democrat. And Alabama was one of the top ones. Mississippi was another one. And they just wiped them out. I mean, you think about the Democrats in Alabama in 2008 and 10, and then think about them now. They ran both houses. They had all the committees. Everything was built on majority rule, and they're no longer in the majority. They got wiped out.
Right. Well, that's true. What do you think Doug Jones' chances are of being reelected?
Right now, I don't think they're very high. I think it depends on who you get. But if you get Jeff Sessions, Tuberville, or Bradley Byrne, I think they will smoke him.
Right. Sessions made a thing that I'll stand up for. And I love Sessions, right? I really do. I've always voted for him. But when he said that, made that commercial, he's talking about, I'll stand up for this. Then you sat down for Mueller, you know? I recused myself. And I still don't know if that was the right thing to do, but it's what happened.
Yeah.
Anyway, it just worries me, you know, that these guys can get up there and just lie.
Let me tell you, yeah, the way they parse things, the way they lie, the way the part of the media calls Republicans liars, but they never, ever call out a Democrat, ever. And there was a Democrat that was on Fox this morning who was quoting the president saying, I want to ask you a favor. That's not what he said. He said, I want to ask a favor for us.
Right, right.
And nobody calls him out. Even the Fox person didn't call him out.
Yeah. I just don't get it. You know, when Schiff got to read the conversation, the memo of the conversation, you know, he got to ad lib it pretty much all the way through.
Yeah, what he did is he took what the whistleblower said, which was incorrect, and then what he turned it into was his rendition of that.
Right. And it's just, you know, they're talking about, you know, the facts are uncontested. If they were uncontested, we wouldn't be where we are now.
That's exactly right.
But anyway, put me in for the drawing. I hadn't had nothing from Sweet Creek in a while.
Give me your month and day of birth.
12/12. 12/12.
You got it, Fred.
Have a good one, buddy.
Good talking to you. I'm glad you're a parole officer. I'm letting you call on the phone now.
All right, bud.
See you. Ritz, he didn't get that, did he? Ritz, hang on. Coming back to you right after this.
not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Yep, it's Tiffany Coleman again. To tell you how I met my husband, Jeff Coleman. He's the one running for Congress. We met at the University of Alabama. He was a capstone man, a leader on campus. I'd heard all about Jeff Coleman. And what I really admired was how people said that he was smart, respectful, and a gentleman. We went on a blind date and dated all through college. I had a ring on my finger my entire senior year. And I learned one thing that no one had told me. Jeff was fun. And I love to laugh. He even has fun growing his business. I'll tell you about that next time.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate, carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
.27292228, that's where we are. About to put the first hour in the can. Appreciate the telephone calls, as always. Don't forget, any call can get in on Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket Drawing. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies that Ritz would put in there. I bet he would meet me down there and let me buy him a Cuban sandwich. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Ritz. Ritz, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, twist my arm.
You got it, big guy. Because last time I missed you.
Yeah, I hated that, but I understand you're a busy man. So.
Well, when you get football season and all the stuff going on that particular day, it was a little pressing for me.
Yes, I understand that. It didn't hurt my feelings. I had
basketball season is much easier.
Yeah, I admire you for your juggling act, all the stuff you got going on. You're quite the multitasker. Tasker.
I like that.
I'll get it out.
What's on your mind today, Rizzo?
Hey, the only thing good that's come out of this impeachment hearings in the Senate, so far as I learned a new word, pettifogging.
which the meaning is what now?
Excessive focus on petty issues.
Right. It's clouding an issue with an overwhelming amount of petty issues or information. Yeah, I guess that's what somebody would do in court when they have no case.
So if somebody calls me a pettifogger, I shouldn't, throw down my gloves and say, let's do it, guy. Let's go at it.
Yeah. No, that's not necessary. But, I can't wait for the opportunity to use that word so I can just blow their ears back with my great knowledge that I acquired.
There you go. Go to Steak and Shake and use it. It'll be greatly appreciated there.
Absolutely. Now, that's probably one of the words you can throw out with the old coots that drink morning coffee or something at a place, and sit around and shoot the breeze and tell everybody how to solve every problem in the world,
Yeah, that's like Chappie Stelly at 7:30.
Yeah, you see those groups. And,
oh, of course.
The reason I called is, have you discussed anything about this Jeff Coleman and all these, that story about him being sued by the government and everything. I have not discussed it.
I've made myself available for Jeff Coleman to come in to do an interview. I met him, and I did that about on a personal basis about 4 weeks ago, and haven't heard anything from him. But let me tell you, the story is correct. The question is this: how did it happen? And what was the remedy that he did to make sure it didn't happen again? If he can answer those two questions, then this isn't going to be a specter that's going to be out there that's going to bother him. If he cannot, and he does not answer that, then I think he's politically being very foolish.
Well, I think the issue is that he settled out of court for $5 million for stealing $700-something million. As a taxpayer, I got a big issue with that. I don't think that's fair to the taxpayer. And even one of his employees was sent to prison over it. So, but, you know, you can't have, from the way I read the story, out of the, I think it was like 800 items or contracts that were moved, people that were moved, they audited 800 of them, and 600 and something of them were overcharged by weight. That's a systemic problem there. That's not accidental. That's something in the system. That's a corruption within the system. And but it did answer one question, how in the world he could afford all these billboards throughout the state every 5 foot. Alexander Chenard.
I know, it makes Chenard look cheap, doesn't it?
He is upset. I'm sure he knocked out some of his, because I've seen less Alexander Chenard signs. So, you know, it's cutting into his gig there. But, you know, I have a problem with a rich guy trying to buy a political office, and that's the feeling I'm getting. And these ads, they are sharp and slick, but nothing but fluff. And I don't get a bit of information out of them. I don't know where he stands on any issues. He's not talking about issues. He's talking about how great he is. And you know, I just that gives me heartburn. And I keep waiting on this next ad. You know, I'm going to tell you more later on. I'm still waiting on it. They've been telling us that for a month. Let's get down to some meaty issues here.
Yeah, well, that's where my problem is. If you're running a fluff campaign, then, and you don't have any substance, then really, to me, you don't have any business being in Washington. You're actually buying a congressional seat. And though you may be conservative and you may vote with the president all the time, but you're not going to have what you need to be a good member of Congress, and that is understanding the nuts and bolts of government. If you don't understand the nuts and bolts of government, you can be a very dangerous congressman, because you can have some conservative or some friend of yours sway you to go do something that basically is not a good thing to do. Ritz, I am up against the top of the hour break. You're more than welcome to hang on if you'd like.
Oh, no, it's fine. I got it out of my system. Thank you.
See you, Ritz. Sweet D, coming back to you right after this.
Hey, 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 the Dan Morris Show. Hey.